You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis has issued a motu proprio announcing the setting up of a new financial structure to coordinate and oversee the finances of the Holy See and Vatican City State. Monday's announcement came after several days of meetings of both the Council of Eight Cardinals, established by Pope Francis to advise on reform of the Curia and governance of the Universal Church, and the Committee of 15 Cardinals, which oversees the economic affairs of the Holy See. It also comes in the wake of a rigorous review and changes recommended by a new pontifical commission for reference on the organisation of the economic administrative structures of the Holy See, aiming to simplify and improve coordination across all Vatican offices. Australian Cardinal George Pell of Sydney will head a new secretariat for the economy, which will be responsible for annual budgets and have authority over all the Holy See's administrative activities. This secretariat will implement policies determined by a new Council for the Economy, a 15-member body comprised of eight cardinals or bishops, reflecting various parts of the world, and seven lay experts of different nationalities with strong professional financial experience. The Council will meet on a regular basis to consider policies and practices and to prepare and analyse reports on the economic administrative activities of the Holy See. The motu proprio also says the Pope will appoint an Auditor General who will be empowered to conduct audits of any agency within the Holy See at any time. It also confirms the role of APSA, the Administration of the Patrimony of the Apostolic See, as the central bank of the Vatican, with all the obligations and responsibilities of similar institutions around the world. Finally, it says the AIF, or Financial Information Authority, will continue to undertake its current role of prudential supervision and regulation of activities within the Holy See and Vatican City State. I'm Philippa Hitchin.